How do you get news now? When I was growing up, if at all you had to get news, you had to go to the newspaper. We had two newspapers coming to our home, and all state news, the country news, we get to hear from the newspaper. Of course, some, you know, we also had magazines. Through magazines, we were listening, we were reading some of these news. Now we hear news from radio, we get news from mobile, TV. But in Jesus' time, how the news came to people? Roman emperor, our Roman Empire would send messengers to every village, to every town, to announce the news, any important news. Somebody would stand at the corner, not somebody, the one who has got the authority from Roman government should stand at a corner and they shout and announce. That's how the messengers announced the message from the government. Now, some time ago, we saw John the Baptizer. God anointed him. God sent him to announce the message. The message is very simple. The message is that I am going to point finger at a person. You have to look at that person. He's a prophet. John the Baptist is a prophet. There's a difference between the other prophets in the Old Testament and also the prophet John the Baptist. What is the difference? If you look at the Old Testament, the prophets, who are the prophets in the Old Testament? Can we name them? Isaiah, Jeremiah, Joel, Elijah. Okay, very good. You all know that. These prophets came with prophetic message, which are recorded in the Bible. But John the Baptist, of course, he had prophetic message, but his main job was to introduce Jesus. It's different from the other prophets, though they came up with prophetic message, but John came to point finger at Jesus, saying that, look at him. Don't look at me. I'm not the one. I am unworthy to untie his shoes. I'm unworthy even to do that. But he is the one whom you have to look at it. So he came with the news of pointing finger at Jesus as a messenger. Why did he come with that kind of dress? Do we like that kind of a dress? Not at all. If you want to be a football player, what will you do? You have a lifestyle, right? You cannot be like others. You will eat a kind of food. You will see that your body is well fit. You cannot, if you want to be a good player, then you had to follow certain rules to keep yourself fit to play. John the Baptist came with one focus. That focus is Jesus is to be shown, nobody else. For that, I'm going to have a simple lifestyle. For that, I'm going to be decreased so that Jesus is increased. I am going to stoop down so that Jesus can be seen. Very clear message. I am willing to go to any kind of restriction. I am willing to go for any kind of self-discipline. My only focus is Jesus to be seen. John the Baptist, the messenger. The second thing that I want to see in him is that he comes with a message. The message is, Repent, the kingdom of God has come near. You know, beautifully Hans said, I have come to prepare the way. I don't know many things about the politicians here in Netherlands. Back in India, when politicians come, there would be always a big crowd. Two people will go before the politicians and say, give way, give way, give way. Now they shout and go and they prepare the way so that the politician can walk freely without people coming on to him. I don't know whether such thing happens in the Netherlands. Okay. I know. Okay. So that kind of a preparation, John the Baptist said. Jesus is coming. You prepare your heart. He is willing to come to your heart. Prepare your heart. How will you prepare your heart? That's what he said. Repent. That's the only way you can prepare your heart to receive Jesus. If you want Jesus to come to your life, repent. And that's how Jesus is going to come to your heart. Now, what is repent all about? You know, repent is something like that. You are going away from God. Repent means you stop and you take a U-turn and come to God. Something like you are going away from God and you stop and you take a U-turn and come towards God. That is repentance. Whenever you think that you are doing something wrong, stop, take a U-turn. God is there to receive you. Go towards him. Repent. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent. Jesus has come. This is the way you are going to come to Jesus. Now, is repent a gradual one? We grow gradually. You are a child. Slowly you grew or you are growing. In your spiritual life, you are slowly growing. In your academic life, you are slowly, gradually, you are improving and you are developing. What about repentance? Can you do that? Can you do that gradually? A person came to the pastor and said, Pastor, I'm not having peace. The pastor asked him, why you don't have peace? No, I have done something wrong. What did you do? He was unwilling to say. So the pastor looked at him and said, have you stolen money from your employer? He said, yes. How much you have stolen? No, I don't have an account of it. But tell me how much you have. He was not willing to say. Then he said, will that be 20,000 euros a year? And he said, yes, 20,000 euros probably I might have stolen from my employer. He said, you stop doing it. Then he looked at him and said, Pastor, I cannot stop it immediately. I will do it in 4 years. The coming year, I will reduce it to 5,000. The following year, I will reduce it to 10,000. I will do it gradually. That is not repentance at all. As soon as you know that you are doing something wrong, stop. Take a U-turn and come to Jesus. That's the message John the Baptist brought to us. There is no gradual repentance. Whatever you do, you stop and come back to Jesus. Is it one time I repented? Someone said you had to keep on repenting. As soon as you get to know something that you are not doing right, keep on repenting. As long as Jesus is available, we can come and reconcile with him. May the dear Lord help us so that we take this message seriously and that we will be
Keep repenting. God bless us all. Amen.